You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Sorry, everybody. My laptop is acting funny. But I'm going to just start. Just bear with me. Again, thank you for all that are just listening, that is tuned in. I have two people I'm going to interview today. Basically, the point of my show is just to get to promote people that I think are doing great things in life, whether it's music, whether it's something with the education, whatever it is. I just want to help people get out there the same way that people have helped me get out there. And before I do start with my interviews, I definitely want to thank a few people that this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for them. DaBigs, I thank you and I appreciate you for the opportunity. Without you, this opportunity wouldn't be possible. Angie, I want to thank you for introducing me to Ms. Shinoba and Ms. Shinoba for introducing me to Mr. Big, believing in me, having faith in me. None of this would be possible. So I definitely want to say thank you to you guys. And I am nervous. I said that already, right? But we're going to get this done. For all those that are listening, again, this is Queen BBW Reality Radio. And I'm just here to make things happen, not just for myself, but for others. The first person that I have today is going to be my bro. He is from New York. His name is Posey. He's a DJ. He's in and out of different clubs in New York, DJing. He is about to go on tour with T.I. I mean, it's just a lot of things in the making for everybody. So I definitely want to say thank you for him for taking the time out to do this with me. You're the only power. Angie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Angie.
Hello.
This is just somebody I would like to say thank you to, everybody. If you didn't just hear, this is my big sister, Angie, and I wouldn't be able to even be here doing this right now if it wasn't for Angie. Me and Angie met at our job, and she needed somebody to do the BET red carpet with her. And she knew I was from New York. She knew what my dreams and goals was for life, and she had faith in me. She asked me at work if I wanted to do the BET Soul Train Awards red carpet with her. And me, you know me, I'm like, yeah. But just the simple fact that she had trust in me, had faith in me and everything else for her to even do this, it was just a blessing. So I really do appreciate you, Angie. I thank you for everything that you've done. I thank you for introducing me to Ms. Shinoba and everybody else that's involved. And I just want to say thank you. And you know our time is coming, Angie. And Angie, if you could, can you let them know the title of your book?
Yes, you're going to start making me cry. It's okay.
No, don't cry.
I'm an author. I have four books out. My first one is called The Fireman. It's about a fireman that suffers from schizophrenia. That came out in 2009. My second one was titled Opposites Attract. My third one is titled Tantalizing Pleasures. And my fourth one that came out in 2015 is The Fireman's Revenge. A lot of people, when they read the first one, The Fireman, they told me I couldn't leave it like it was, and I had to make a sequel, like a part two to it. So got on my thinking cap, and The Fireman's Revenge came about in 2015. Also, right now, currently a writer for Fusions Magazine, and Samantha now is on board with Fusions as well. We covered the Soul Train Awards in 2016. And we also did the Stellar Awards this past month, well, last month. Had a lot of fun. Samantha is a great girl. I love her to death. And I'm currently working on my own show, which is titled The Ultimate Surprise. Hopefully everything will go about with that, and I'd say this fall you guys will be viewing it on cable. Don't want to say the network as of yet because I ain't signed them contracts, but it's coming. And I thank you, Samantha, for letting me give a shout-out. I love you to death, and you're going to go as far as I go. We're going, you know, the sky's the limit. We're going to make it.
Thank you, Angie. Thank you. Thank you. I really do appreciate you. I really do love you. And please make sure y'all stop and go get Angie's book. You're going to regret not getting her book. I'll tell you that now. You're going to regret it. If you like spicy, spicy, interesting storylines, then that is the book for you to go get. Angie, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to play this song, and I'm going to come back with my first interview. Like I said, Educated Thug is in the building, so
yeah.
We're going to let this rock out, and we'll come back with our first interview.
Just play me for the last time. I'm done fucking with you. Keep coming with same lines. Everything.
I read that was Keisha Cole with French Montana and Remy Ma, you. And I'm ready to get this interview going. You ready, boy?
Yes, ready.
You gotta be on this phone with me, all right?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We definitely have. Yeah, get yourself a chair. We have Educated Thug with us in the building. If y'all can't hear me, let me know. There's a chat at the bottom also, where y'all can go ahead and chime in as well. But
So we global.
Yeah, we got New York in the building.
New York.
We got East Coast and West Coast in the building.
Yeah, Beast Coast.
Beast Coast.
Most definitely, man.
But
sweet home.
Before we start, I want to thank you for taking your time out and coming in here.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
One of the main reasons why I wanted you to come through, though, was what you was doing. I seen the hustle in you. I seen the motivation in you, and I'm like, damn, I like this.
Thanks.
But they don't know what you're doing, so you got to let people know what you're out here doing.
Most definitely. Well, first and foremost, my name is Brian Massey. I'm the Educated Thug. This is just a nickname I got, you know, in college and everything. So first of all, Educated Thug is a brand dedicated to merging hip-hop culture with academia through fashion and professional development. So basically that is just a fancy way of saying it. We just trying to make it cool to go to school. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to make it cool to go to school. So basically what we're doing is, back in college I started the Tied Together initiative, which was to teach young men in my city, Rochester, New York, how to tie ties and, you know, how to properly dress for interviews and conduct themselves and resume writing and things of that nature. So right now what we're doing is basically education consulting. And, you know, we're helping these young men and women get into college as well as teaching them different things they could do to be develop professional and leadership training and things of that nature. The word educated, it doesn't mean traditional education. It means reading, it means talking, sharing knowledge. The word thug is just about being aggressive and obtaining what you want. So that's where the Educated Thug comes together. It's about just going out there and grabbing it. Hip-hop culture, we all know about hip-hop culture. Hip-hop is what you make it, and basically, you know, we teach the young kids and we inspire them to do great things. The motto is get an education and bang on the system. So we're not banging in the streets no more. We're banging on these books. We're banging in the libraries, you know, trapping out in the libraries, and this is what we're doing. Just trying to make it, you know, wavy, still be wavy and be a scholar.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
So how long ago did you come up with this Educated Thug movement?
All right, so basically we say...
Where it comes from, like, came out of nowhere?
It developed over time, pretty much. We started off just basically on my journey. I dropped out of school when I was 16 years old.
High school?
Yeah. Went back to school at 17, dropped out at 18. I ended up getting my GED in 2008. I got my GED in 2008, August, and I went to the Army the next month. You know, and just seeing how the sergeants and some of the people, Sergeant Pollard, if you out there listening, you know, he drilled education into me, man. I just saw all the doors that just this little piece of paper, this GED, opened up for me. It opened up the Army. It opened up, you know, the Union. It opened up all types of opportunities for me, this little piece of paper. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they think nothing of it. It's like a GED.
Right.
You know, I'm studying for my master's now, and, you know, I got friends that got their doctorates and stuff, and then you think about it, it's like, yo, a GED is so minuscule, but it stops you from obtaining and getting into the doors that you're trying to get into. And it's like, you know, I didn't want to live in the hood no more, so basically, you know, I went to the Army trying to escape. I went to the Army, sergeant drilled education, made me sign up for school, but I never lost who I was. You know, I'm still from the corner on that and rugby. You know, what a drug be. That was the nickname they say. You know, that's the nickname that my block got deemed. But I'm still that same guy. It's just we got a different hustle. And the hustle is pushing Educated Thug in a college and higher education and pushing, these young men and women to go to school. So once I got to Brockport, you know, the College of Brockport, State University of New York, sorry, I'm a little long-winded, but the College of Brockport, State University of New York, I still kept who I was. I was still going to class, you know. Well, my pants wasn't sagging as hard, you know, because, you know, the fashion changed, you know, back in the day. You know, they was down to your knees, but, you know.
With a belt on.
But before, it was just about, you know, sagging as hard as I could and walking with a, you know, seeing how hard I was. But now, you know, I can't sag my pants walking to class that hard. So, you know, but I was still sagging them. you know, if you can see, like, I got tattoos on my hands, my arms, everything. And it's like, once I got to school, you know, walking into school, you know, coming from a place where, you know, 95% black or Puerto Rican, you know, when you walk into those college classes,
yeah,
all eyes are on you, like, yeah, pop, baby. Like, everybody turns. The teachers and, you know, I felt like people were like, oh, what is he doing here? Especially the way I look. You know, I'm going to class just like this. You know, with a book bag on, they like, yo, dude doing that. You know what I mean? He really got Jordans and sagging his pants walking in the Soaps 101, like, you know what I mean? And you know, I'm there and I'm sharing for my community. I'm learning, you know, these technical terms about my community, you know what I'm saying? And the way they describe my community and the way they define my community.
Right.
And I'm not liking it. So every day I'm in there, I'm battled. You know what I'm saying? I originally went to school for criminal justice. You know, I got an associate's in criminal justice from Central Texas College when I was in the Army. So I thought, you know, I'm going to get my bachelor's in criminal justice and become a cop, you know. But once I got in those classes, I saw how they talked about our people. And I was in there defending my people every day. And ended up achieving my bachelor's in African American science.
So what you're doing at UNLV now?
Actually, I graduated at UNLV 2016. Brockport, class of 14, you know, and a UNLV class of 16. I graduated with my BS and, my BA. Sorry, I got a few of them. My BA.
That's cool.
My BA, you know what I'm saying? That's what's sagging my pants and all them degrees hanging from the back. But, you know what I'm saying, the BA, that's about sociology. So long story short, that's what my BA is. And right now I'm pursuing my MBA, Master's in Business Administration, and we just making sure this educated thug thing pop, man. You know what I'm saying? Banging on the system. And when I say bang on the system, man, I'm talking about the system pressure. You know what I'm saying? Anything you feel holding you back from achieving your goals, you know what I'm saying? That's the system. You know what I mean? You know when Khaled say they? Yeah, that's what we're talking about, they. I mean, like, they ain't want me to go to school. They ain't want me to get this grade. They ain't want me to be a McNair Scholar, published. You know what I mean? Like, so that's what we're talking about, man.
So your website, you sent me a link to your website a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I automatically clicked on it to see exactly what it was about. Go on your website, and recently websites I've been getting, it's about people's music or, you know, just something that everybody is doing. But your website to help you with a college application.
Yeah.
Tutoring 101.
Yeah. We do all that.
Talk to me about your website. Like the most about your website.
First and foremost, man, educatedthug.com, man. And second of all, I want to say that, you know, I don't feel like everybody's doing music because everybody's doing music a little differently, you know what I'm saying? Like, these West Coast dudes sound completely different from, you know, my homies back home, you know what I'm saying? Stretch music groups sound entirely different from my Smooth Family back home, you know, out of Brooklyn. Smooth Family, Frostmine, what's up? But what I'm saying is you go to Educated Thug, man, sign up for the – you can subscribe, get weekly updates. You can also book me one-on-one tutoring. You can also book me for college applications and pretty much anything you want help with, man. You don't need it. You don't know which way to go, man. We have the resources for you. We have the people who've been in your shoes, especially you know, my young black and Latino people out there that come from a place where, you know, they really don't have the help. You know, we could Like, you know, it's easy to, you know, make a phone call and get put on the set or whatever it is in the hood, but it's who you going to call when you live in the hood? And, you know what I mean? I'm trying to apply to UNLV or a SUNY school or, you know what I'm saying, FAMU. You know, who you going to call for that? So that's what we're here to do, man. And we not – a lot of these other programs, no offense to anybody out there, but a lot of these other programs, what I realize is the programs that actually had some of these resources, when I walked in there, they didn't look like me. They didn't sound like me, and they didn't dress like me. And, you know, we could switch it up too, but what I'm saying is I didn't have that that mode to want to aspire to be like the people who were running these programs.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to do. It's like when I walk into a class, depending on what session it is, I still look like these young men. You know, they look at me and they see my hands, you know what I'm saying?
Makes them more comfortable.
Exactly. And they want to talk to me. It's like when I was in school, I don't know if it was like that for y'all, like they got the corny dude and the, you know what I'm saying, and the suit and tie, and it's not even the fly suit and tie. Like, he got the nasty joint, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
like, hey, I can help you get into college. You go to college and be just like me.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I don't want to go to college.
I don't want you like that.
Yeah, I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, that's the main purpose of this, man. Like, you young boys out there listening, man, you could still be wavy. You could still chat with these young ladies. You could still do whatever you want to do, man. It's just...
honestly, I'd rather somebody educated than not educated. So y'all better get on educatedthug.com.
Educatedthug.com, man. And for the people that's out there, man, make sure you support the apparel, man. That's what gives us the funds to go into these neighborhoods. I ain't going to say these neighborhoods, excuse me. Go into a neighborhood my own and teach these young men and women. And we teach young women how to tie ties, too, like, it's not just these young men.
Not for real. They don't
For real. I went to, I was at MLK, Agassiz Boys and Girls Club. Shout out to, you know, Mr. Smith over there. And one of the young ladies was like, I don't need to know how to tie a tie. I said, why not? I said, because, right? Any dude that try to step to me got to know how to tie a tie. And, you know, I found that real funny. And also, like, I explained to her that, you know, she may have to help one of her friends out, you know.
Or, to be honest, reality is I'm a single mother of a boy. That's one reason why I need to know how to tie a tie. So
that's...
I can teach my son how to tie his own tie. And that's just reality.
You don't know?
Of it.
You don't know how to tie?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, man, we got some joints in the car. We get this popping right here.
Nah. Listen, I hope my little brother started time with the sound for church.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's reality. It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's where it goes to women don't need to learn how to tie ties. Why? Because it's a man thing. That's the sexist in the end.
And also what I've been seeing, too, is when, you know, I go into these youth programs and a lot of these young black men and Latino young men, I ask them, I say, where would you need to know how to tie a tie? Very frequently, the first thing out of their mouth is court.
Mm,
court.
Wow.
That's the first thing out of their mouth. Court.
Wow.
I don't even know how to tie a tie for court. No, not for court. That's the last thing on our mind.
Right.
So, you know, this is what I drill into them. And honestly, like, that's where we come from. You know, I honestly didn't think I'd be able to do half of the things that I've been doing, and I've been blessed and highly favored.
Yeah. And then you mentioned Stretch Music Group. They definitely Stretch is definitely the building.
Stretch.
Stretch you from Vegas?
Nah.
Cali.
California. Shout out to everybody on the West Coast. Still got love for the East.
Sure.
You know.
You have to.
You're right. I got people in Wash Heights, 166 in Amsterdam. I know
it's long. Okay.
Yeah. listen, kids listening, you know what I mean? Educated Thug doesn't have nothing to do with that, you know? But, however, we don't judge. We just want people to do great things in their lives.
Right. You got to do it. Why? Well, you got to do it.
And I just want to give one more shout out. I definitely want to give a shout out to my brother L. If you're listening, my man LJ, check out his music at LJ_EME or Big Bank Season. If you guys have any used, undamaged, unwanted ties, hit my website up, man. Please give a donation. Also, donate to the Tied Together Initiative and support the apparel. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to my brother, you know what I mean, Stretch, man.
Oh, man. Shout out to Educated Thug for that.
Word.
So you're from Cali. Say too.
Yeah. Yeah.
San Diego.
What you
doing?
You stay
in Vegas? Yeah, I stay in Vegas
now. Okay, see, what you doing out here in Vegas?
I originally came out here for a deal.
Okay.
A deal. You know, a lot of people probably come out here for that. I had it, but it wasn't pretty much what I wanted. So I just ended up staying.
Okay. So what you doing now? You trying to work on another deal?
Nah, I got my own deal.
Okay.
So I got distribution, publishing, administration, and pretty much whatever needs to be done in music, I could do it for you. I get it done. So.
Okay. You got website. Where's your music at?
Yeah, stretchmusicgroup.com, M-U-Z-I-K, stretchmusicgroup.com. We got a video, man, with over 140,000 views right now. So definitely check that out on YouTube, Stretch Music Group, M-U-Z-I-K.
What's the name of that video?
Called Whole Gang of Weed.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Check that out,
though. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun creating that. Yeah, a lot of fun. So, yeah, we got a couple singles that we just recorded. We're waiting to drop this summer.
You have different artists you're working with?
You know, I'm part of the West Mob out here in Vegas.
Okay.
So the West Mob, you can check that out at westmobmusic.com as well. You know, also check out my boy Frank Wade, the old guy, at frankwade23.com.
Right.
You know, so we just into creating good music, having fun, getting it out. And, you know, of course,
how do y'all
make a living. Say what? Which one?
Unconditional, man.
Oh, yeah. Educated Thug reminded me. Unconditional, check that out. That's on Tidal, Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, pretty much everywhere. You know, it's about to be on Music Choice, Pandora. So request it at the radio station, Stretch, Unconditional.
All right. I thank you, Stretch.
No doubt. Thank you.
Do you have any shows, anything coming up? I mean, like, you got performances going on?
Actually, we got a show out here in Vegas at a Boomer's Bar. We're going to be showcasing some
Where's
of our
Boomer's?
Some,
I heard of
some
that.
Songs. Look. It's on 3200 Sirius Avenue.
Yeah, that's over by the palace.
Okay.
And then in November, mark your calendars. Make sure y'all come out to Vegas. We got a huge music, like hip-hop and R&B expo. A lot of artists are going to come out. We're going to have celebrity judges. And, you know, it's going to be 2 days worth of networking.
Mm.
That's what it's all about. Mm. So
I'm definitely there.
November, shout out to the West Mob.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
Y'all heard him, though. If y'all have any questions for Educated Thug or Stretch, just press one on y'all phone. You can get those questions going. Right now, I'm going to play a song. After this song, if y'all have any questions, I'll come back and let y'all have your questions. And then I'm going to have my next interview coming on. Master Blood, Toasty. And hold on, y'all. My laptop's tripping again. Club Ed, if you on, press sleep this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We the best music.
We the best music.
I worked my whole life for this one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Shining, yeah.
Better make a smile when you see that bitch pull up.
Pull up.
Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. Smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Shining, yeah.
All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on, don't try to blow me down. Hold on. slow me down. Yeah, I dropped the top of the coupe. They try to get at me, ooh. They say I'm sweet just like you. Through all four seasons, shining, 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 yeah. All of this money, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on,
hold on,
don't
cut
up, throw me down. Hold on,
don't
cut up, throw me down, slow me down.
All of this money, all of this money, all of this money, all of this money.
Don't try to hold me down.
Make them wait.
One ain't enough, I need two. And that makes the ace with the deuce. Hit a triple-double in the garden. Held on my left wrist like I'm Harden. Ran to the dealer, boy, twin Mercedes. The European trucks for the twin babies. Don't let me have a son, I'm a fool. Send them to school and all my children. I want a boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21, Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. 21, Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. I should even work back with niggas. 12 solo albums, all platinum, nigga. I ain't talking numbers right. I know you ain't, I ain't talking summers right. I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you were running right. Plain paddock, Ben had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a palace,
shining. Shining, 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 yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind.
Listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
All right, y'all. This is Queen BBW. I'm back. Once again, shout out to my bro. Educated Thug, I was going to say something else. Shout out to the bros, though, Educated Thug and Struts for coming through, still hanging in there with me. I definitely do have one more interview, though. We got 20 minutes left, so I'm going to end my night with this interview right here, and this one, the dog walkers. This one is the bro from New York. I don't think I need to introduce him that much. I already know what it is. I already know who he is. You don't know. You're going to know. Definitely, Fro, you there?
Yeah. What up?
Man, Fro's T in the building, y'all.
Yeah.
What's up,
bro? I'm chilling, man. I'm cooling, man. Just came from the hibachi. You know what I'm saying? Little lobster tail and all that.
Oh, you got money out there in New York.
I mean, we quiet. We just taking young ladies out to eat, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We gotta eat before we do these big. We gotta eat before we go out and drink and DJ and all that. No, you know what it is, sis. Don't act like you don't know what it is. There's too many bottles for them, man. You come out.
Put the diamond after the night is over. Before the night is over, we got to stop the diamond too.
can't have nobody earling or nothing, man. We gotta make sure our young ladies eat before we take them out and pop bottles. You know what I mean?
Real gentlemen, real gentlemen.
Yeah, something like.
What's
up with you?
You got some things in the works.
I like this setting, first, though, man. Forget me. I like this setting, B. You out here? I see you. You moving?
Thank you, bro.
I mean,
no, I had to. Can't let nothing hold us down. We got to get to this money.
Man, you go to a whole nother city, set up shot, pitch 3 or 4 tents, trying to come out there.
I'm telling you, when you come out here, we got a number of work to do.
It's over. You already know that. What's up, though?
So what's up? Where you working at tonight? You a big DJ out here in New York. Your DJ,
tonight we in the Scandals. Scandals heavy.
If y'all don't know about Suze, if y'all watch Love & Hip Hop, Suze is where Cardi B was dancing at. Suze is where Major Galore was dancing at. Suze is where DJ Self was working in, and also Posty.
That's a fact.
A couple of nights. I mean, you've been doing big things since, you know, I met you, and there's been nothing but.
I mean, I remember Cardi was just a dancer. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
Major.
It's crazy. Major especially. Because she wasn't
That's
even
fact.
Out here like Cardi. But
you gotta respect. You gotta respect Carl Hustle. We moving all over. We just got added to that TI Grand Hustle tour, so I'm a spot dating that. First stop is Poughkeepsie, and I'm just waiting on. There's gonna be like 3 or 4 or 5 other dates that I'm on. We just waiting on the dates on that, and then you already know what it is as far as like clubs. We clubs heavy over here, so there ain't a club in New York I'm not doing. You know what I mean? Just the Grand Hustle thing is kind of a big thing. So, you know, we're going to touch some big stages, you know, 3, 4, 5,000, 10,000 people.
Congrats on that. I mean, like, I said congrats on that. Being on tour with T.I., that's a big thing. You feel me?
It's a big thing. It's a big thing. It's definitely humbling, and, you know. It's definitely something that, you know. You know, I know it already. I can feel it already from all the way from Vegas, like, you know, because the love here with me and you is different. So people don't really know that really, like, you really my sister. So, like, everybody listening don't really know that, like, that I really love you. Like, you the homie forever. So, you know.
You know, it's the same over here, bro.
That's a fact. It's good, though.
Change. You know, when I make it, you make it, and vice versa. And nothing's stopping us at this point. But I know you definitely got some mixtapes out here coming through. You got
That's something new that I'm starting. That's something new I'm starting. That's nothing new really with anybody like that's out in the industry or nothing. Really, it's just something that I'm doing that, like, you know, when you do a lot of clubs, especially in New York, you got a lot of up and coming rappers, you got a lot of up and coming people, and they run down on you constantly. So for me, the idea is kind of fresh product. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be the name of the mixtape series. And it's really just up-and-coming people. Now, obviously, some of them is starting to buzz. Some of their shit is starting to buzz. So they kind of are getting industry. They are getting signed. But it's mostly, like, people that ran down on me with records, that been down on me, and shit that I like, people that I like, a lot of music that I like. And, you know, it's kind of something different because, like, you know, it's easy for me to go out here and make this mixtape with all the shit, all the stuff that's pop. Can I curse here? I don't know, I've already been cursing, so I hope I can curse here.
Man.
You good with that? Huh?
I'm still you, bro.
I mean, are we good or what? You ain't saying that. You laughing. What's up? We can curse?
I mean, I prefer not, but if it slips, it slips.
All right,
you
I apologize.
I'm not
going
to charge
so
it to the game or like
I'm
that.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You good.
All right. Well, it's stuff that people have been running down on me and all that other. And honestly, I already started working on it, and it sounds really good. And it's a lot of stuff. So anybody that's listening, anybody you met out there that's fake popping, that got stuff moving, you know what I'm saying, send the music over because it ain't really done yet. And it's going to be a whole sequence of this. And I think it's something that's really going to blow. And a lot of people on board, and I just, you know, I mean, obviously I'll do some other mixtapes, but this is really the main focus. Like, you know, I'm already playing everybody's stuff
right, so
on and all that in the club.
You saying that if it's hot, they can send it to you, and it's a possibility that it can end up on your mixtape.
Listen, I'm the type of person, you know me. Like, you know me personally. Like,
I know,
I'm a real dude.
So
like, if it's whack, I'm not playing it. So, I mean, you can email me 100 times, text me, Twitter. I don't care. If I like it.
Same thing, and I tell people the same thing, and people don't understand that. Like, if it's whack, I'm going to be all the way honest with you. I'm not going to straight shut you down, but I got to be honest with you. Everybody out here is telling certain people that their music is hot and giving them these dreams, and it's really not what it is. And if you're not honest with somebody and they out here going as hard, it's not fair to that person. So you got to let them know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I work with you on making yourself better, but right now I can't hear this out right now. I got a name for myself as well. And just like you got to carry your name.
But you know one thing, and it's just like about us as people, is that, like, you know, if a wave is going, pardon me, even subconsciously, we even if we don't know we're doing it, we tend to gravitate to that. So, like,
right,
you know, your music could be whack, and you got 100 people in your club, and everybody's like, oh, my God, these dudes are popping. But really, if it's not popping, like, it's not popping. Like, you know, I mean, it helps to have your team with you, that whole thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's you know, it's got to hit my ear. Or it's got to be something that, you know, I've been, you know, or you so dedicated. You've been, you know, I have people that their records now that are really blowing. They just started getting played on the radio. They were running down on me for a month on end. And I didn't even, like, you know, and I didn't even know. Like, hold on. I should have listened, like. So sometimes, you know, when you're caught in what you're doing, you know, but that's what it takes sometimes to get somebody to listen, because, you know, you could come up with me one time and I'll just be like, yeah. Even if I play it, it doesn't mean I'm going to play it again. You know, it's a lot. You really need to, DJs, especially in New York, you need to run down on them. You need to let them know. But you got to do it in a way where they're not, you know, you're not too annoying either. So it's a tough balance, especially for artists. You know what I mean? It's a tough balance.
It is.
It's definitely a tough balance.
And they don't understand that, but, you know, you just got to keep it real with them. Ain't no other way.
But you know I have no problem with that. You know I'm gonna let them, I'm going to say it right away. Or I'm just not going to even oblige it, so. That's just the way we do it.
Is there a way for people to contact you? Hold on, I got a caller on here. I got somebody that want to speak to you, so hold on.
Okay.
You got to call in, right? Hold on, while I set this up, go ahead and let them know how to contact you.
Yes, easy, just DJ ProC, so it's DJ ProC online at gmail.com. Send the music, send what you know, whatever you got to, whatever you're doing or whatever, and nothing gets overlooked, especially at this point with what I'm doing. So I'm in my email constantly checking what we're gonna do and what's next, and you know, I don't, you know, all I could do is give an outlet to what I'm doing. There's, you know, other than that, you know, you still got to do what you're doing. But this new mixtape series is definitely something that's going to open the doors for a lot of people. And it's something that's definitely, it's got a lot of backing, basically. There's a lot of people behind it. And once it comes out, everybody will see, because there's a lot of people that are going to be on it as far as hosts and interludes and submitted music. And there's a lot of people that are behind the scenes in the industry that are definitely behind it.
So I'm going to put you on with this caller. Hold on. Teray, you hear me?
Hey, hello?
What's up?
What's good,
Posey? What up?
What's up? So I've got a question for you. So how long have you been DJing? And so what do you owe your success?
How long I've been what? I'm sorry, baby. What you said?
I said, how long have you been DJing? And to what do you owe your success?
I mean, I've been DJing for a long time. Like, I picked up my first pair of turntables when I was, like, 15 years old. And they were the worst pair of turntables anybody can ever get. But, it kind of took to me, you know, you're a teenager, it takes to you. And then, like, as I got older, the street kind of called, so that kind of, like, went away. And it kind of went back again. So I would say, like, seriously been DJing, like, 10 years. I guess, seriously. Yeah, in that field, about around that. And what I was about success really is just kind of, like, just being me. Like, just being in the street, being around people that, like, it all takes your following, right? So, like, if I'm around every day and people know what I'm doing and I'm around and I'm constantly around and they kind of, like, just take to the person I was, not just what I could do as a DJ, but just kind of the person I was. That was a lot of it, keep it a buck. Like, you know, yeah, we mess with Proceed. Where's Proceed at night? But Proceed's really in the street. So a lot of that in the club, in the street, being around, a lot of that is a lot of my success. Obviously hard work, but, you know, but being around is definitely a big part of it. You know what I'm saying?
I want to shout
definitely.
Out.
My friends want a shout out. Can they shout
who
out?
They?
Go ahead.
From New York.
Who?
We got like 6 minutes left. Y'all go ahead and there was something to say.
I want to shout out Squad in the chat.
Squad.
Squad is building out.
Shout out Jackie because I know you're listening.
Out.
Hey Jack.
What's up, Jackie? Talk to us nice.
Where you at
tonight,
bro? Scandals. Yeah, where you at tonight, bro? I'm gonna come pull up.
Be scandals, Queens, heavy.
Ooh,
right.
I don't know if they pulling up.
We out. Lit. Gang, pull up. Pop out season.
Nah, but hold on, man. Hold on. Let me get y'all back going. Let me wrap it up with Pro. Pro, I definitely thank you, bro, for calling in, though.
I appreciate you.
I got this song for you, though, Pro. I'm going to play for you.
What you got, that Easty?
Yeah, I got that day for you. But I love you. I thank you for all your
love
support.
You too, baby.
I thank you for your friendship. I thank you for everything. You already know.
Nah, I thank you.
I need your attention, so stop playing.
You're one of the most genuine, best people in my life, and I'll never forget that. I don't care where you go. You go to Mars. I ain't going to forget you. Tell Luce I said, what up, B?
So,
your girlfriend, what's her name? How you say her name?
Yeah, I thought that's what she said right here. She said, hello, I said, what's up?
Hey.
All right. Y'all hold it down, man.
Right,
you already know.
All right,
y'all.
We're going to play this Davies. I'm going to come back, wrap it up.
Free smoke.
What
that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you, when I go to Scandals, I'm giving out free smoke. I'm throwing 20s in the air, like. You know what I mean?
Let's get it.
Queen BBW, my homie, man.
For life, bro.
Free Mac, free scrap, free trap. Somebody asked about my BM. Who is that? Whip blue and black on my CD. I'm getting a BM. That's an IE through the tri-state. All my niggas raise the crime rate. It's getting ugly like LeBron face. Never seen it coming. That's a blind date. Shooter told me I should slow down. I've been sipping a lot of codeine lately. Ross got the hardest album out. Wonder what's gonna happen when he see baby. Block 40, kinda hard to suck it, but I'm walking in with a 380. Never claim to be a legend in this rap game. I just let the people say it. I fuck your bitch with Tory Lanez on. Only ever cut no hangs on. High tech, help me brainstorm. I'm getting brain while I'm
Yo, Pro, you still there? Oh, no. All right, so I'm going to wrap this up real quick. I definitely want to thank everybody for calling in, though. My mom was even listening. Thank you, Angie, for being here the whole time. Thank you once again, Educated Thug.
Yeah.
Love to be in here.
Of course.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Stretch, for coming through.
Gosh, appreciate you.
We got to do this again, Stretch. I'm there. You said November?
Yeah, November.
I'm there. 2 days of networking.
Yeah, 2 days.
I'm there.
West Mob.
West Mob.
Also, I just want to give another shout out to my home city, Rochester, New York, the West Side. And make sure you guys check out educatedthug.com, support the apparel, and bang on the system.
Yes, please, please, please. I mean, the streets, I mean, it's cool, but sometimes you just gotta let it go. Gotta let it go. It's more than life than just hanging on a block all day. It's more than life to it. And once you have that education, you can go so much further. And, you know, he gave me, I ain't gonna fight, he gave me motivation today. I got a G too, you feel me?
Hey, man.
No lie. When they told me I was gonna get left back into a grade for not going to class, I said, nah, I'm out of here. And I went and got my GED and graduated that year with my class, with my GED, June 2010.
Yeah, man, you'd be surprised, like, how many scholars actually had GEDs.
Like, I'm just a CFP in Toronto. And that's the reason why I just got to, I'm going to set up a GoFundMe. I need that to help me pay my tuition, you know. I actually owed him a couple of $600, so we can pay that off together and I can go back to CSN and do this the right way and bang on the system. Nah, but for real, though, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Club Banger, for helping me. Thank you to my wife, Lofi, for sitting by my side, my co-host, my secretary, my right hand. Thank you to my uncle for giving me the spot. Thank you, Angie, for your time, for your love, for your dedication to me and my dream. Please don't forget to check out her book. Add her on Facebook, author Angie Christine. Last, I would just like to say, in everything you do, make sure you put God first. Nothing is possible without God. He is the head of my life, and I wouldn't be able to do this without him. But thank y'all for your support, and we'll see y'all back here next Saturday.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.